Hi. Welcome to the fourth part of coding interview questions and answers. In this podcast, we will highlight some common coding interview questions so you can ace your interview and start your career as a programmer. Question 61. What is dynamic memory allocation? Answer. Dynamic memory allocation is a technique that allows programs to manage data efficiently during runtime. It provides the ability to allocate and deallocate memory dynamically, meaning that memory can be allocated and released as needed, rather than being fixed and predetermined at compile time. Question 62. How does dynamic memory allocation help in managing data? Answer. Below are several ways dynamic memory allocation helps in managing data. Dynamic data structures. Dynamic data structures, such as dynamic arrays, linked lists, and trees, can grow or shrink as data is added or removed. It provides the underlying mechanism to allocate memory for new elements, link them together, and release memory when elements are deleted, enabling efficient management of these data structures. Flexibility. It enables programs to adapt to changing data requirements. Dynamic memory allocation allows for the creation of data structures of varying sizes, which can be adjusted at runtime based on the program's needs. Efficient memory utilization. Dynamic memory allocation enables efficient utilization of memory resources. It allows programs to allocate memory only when required, rather than reserving memory for all potential data upfront. Resource management. Memory allocation allows programs to efficiently manage limited system resources. It enables programs to allocate memory as needed and release it when no longer required. Question 63. What is the difference between void and null? Answer. In programming, void and null are two distinct concepts used in different contexts. Void. Void is a data type used to indicate the absence of a value or the lack of a return type in a function. When a function is declared as void, it means it doesn't return a value. It is commonly used for functions that perform actions or have side effects but don't produce a result. For example, a void function might print something on the screen, modify a variable, or perform some other action without returning a specific value. Null. Null is a special value that indicates the absence or lack of an object or a reference to an object. In many programming languages, null is used to represent a variable that doesn't point to any valid object or memory location. It is often used to initialize variables or to indicate that a variable doesn't currently refer to any valid data. Unlike void, null is typically used in the context of variables, pointers, or references, rather than function return types. Question 64. What is data abstraction? Answer. Data abstraction is a fundamental concept in computer science and software engineering that involves representing complex systems or entities using simplified and generalized models. It is a technique used to manage complexity and improve the organization and design of software systems. Question 65. Why string is final or immutable in Java programming? Answer. In Java, the string class is not explicitly declared as final. It is, however, considered immutable, which means that once a string object is created, its value cannot be changed. Question 66. What is the time complexity of the binary search algorithm? Answer. The binary search algorithm has a time complexity of O log n, where n is the number of elements in the sorted input array. It achieves this efficiency by repeatedly dividing the search space in half, eliminating half of the remaining elements in each step. As a result, it can quickly narrow down the search range and find the desired element efficiently, making it much faster than linear search, which has a time complexity of O n. Question 67. What is polymorphism in object-oriented programming? Answer. Polymorphism refers to the ability of objects of different classes to be treated as objects of a common superclass. It allows a single interface to be used with objects of different types, providing flexibility and code reusability. There are two main types of polymorphism: compile-time polymorphism, achieved through method overloading, and runtime polymorphism, achieved through method overriding. Question 68. Name different types of constants. Answer. There are two different types of constants. 1. String constants, 2. Numeric constants. Question 69. What are numeric constants? Answer. Numeric constants are fixed values used in programming to represent specific numeric values. They are also known as literal constants or literals. Numeric constants can be integers, floating point numbers, or other numeric data types, depending on the programming language. Question 70. What are string constants? Answer. String constants, also known as string literals, are fixed values or sequences of characters used as data within a program. In programming, a string is a data type that represents a sequence of characters enclosed in quotation marks. Question 71. What is graph? Answer. In programming, a graph is a data structure that consists of a collection of nodes and edges. It is used to represent relationships or connections between different objects. A graph is typically visualized as a set of nodes connected by edges, where the nodes represent the objects and the edges represent the relationships between them. The relationships can be of various types, such as parent-child relationships, dependencies, connections, or any other kind of association. Question 72. How to implement binary search? Answer. Binary search is an efficient algorithm for finding a specific value in a sorted array or list. It follows a divide-and-conquer approach by repeatedly dividing the search space in half until the target value is found or determined to be not present. Question 73. What is overloading and overriding? Answer. In object-oriented programming, overloading and overriding are two important concepts related to the behavior of methods in classes. Overloading refers to the ability to define multiple methods in a class with the same name but different parameters. The parameters could differ in terms of their number, type, or both. When a method is called, the compiler determines which version of the method to execute based on the arguments provided. Overloading allows you to provide multiple ways of invoking a method, making the code more flexible and convenient. The decision on which method to call is resolved at compile time and is known as compile time or static polymorphism. Overriding occurs when a subclass provides a different implementation of a method that is already defined in its superclass. The method in the subclass must have the same name, return type, and parameters as the method in the superclass. By overriding methods, you can customize the behavior of inherited methods to suit the specific needs of the subclass. Overriding allows you to achieve runtime or dynamic polymorphism, where the decision on which method to call is determined at runtime based on the actual type of the object. Question 74. What are operators? Answer. In computer programming, operators are symbols or characters that represent specific actions or operations to be performed on one or more values or variables. They allow you to manipulate and operate on data in various ways. Operators are a fundamental part of programming languages and are used to perform arithmetic calculations, comparison operations, logical operations, and more. Question 75. What are the different types of operators? Answer. Here are some common types of operators. 1. Arithmetic operators. These operators perform mathematical calculations on numeric values. 2. Assignment operators. These operators are used to assign values to variables. The most basic assignment operator is the equals sign. Other assignment operators which combine an operation with assignment. 3. Comparison operators. These operators are used to compare values and determine the relationship between them. 4. Logical operators. These operators are used to perform logical operations on Boolean values, true or false. The three basic logical operators are an, and, or, and not. They allow you to combine conditions and control the flow of your program. 5. Bitwise operators. These operators perform operations on individual bits of binary numbers. They are used in low-level programming and dealing with binary data. 6. Ternary operator. The ternary operator is a shorthand operator that allows you to write conditional expressions in a compact form. It evaluates a condition and returns one of two. Question 76. What is subroutine? Answer. In computer programming, A subroutine refers to a named section of code that performs a specific task or a set of related tasks. It is also commonly known as a function, procedure, or method, depending on the programming language. Subroutines are used to organize and modularize code by breaking it down into smaller, manageable chunks. Question 77. What are the key characteristics of subroutines? Answer. Subroutines have a few key characteristics. 1. Name. A subroutine is given a unique name, which is used to invoke it from other parts of the program. 2. Parameters. Subroutines can accept parameters or arguments, which are values passed to them at the time of invocation. These parameters can be used within the subroutine to perform specific operations or calculations. 3. Return value. Subroutines may return a value after completing their tasks. The return value can be used by the calling code for further processing. 4. Code reusability. By encapsulating specific functionality within subroutines, developers can reuse the code in different parts of a program, avoiding code duplication and promoting modular design. 5. Abstraction. Subroutines allow developers to hide the implementation details and provide an abstract interface, making the code more readable and maintainable. Question 78. What are arithmetic operations? Answer. Arithmetic operations are basic mathematical operations performed on numbers to manipulate or calculate their values. These operations include addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Question 79. What is the purpose of arithmetic operations? Answer. The purpose of arithmetic operations is to perform mathematical calculations and manipulate numerical quantities. These operations allow us to perform basic mathematical computations such as addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. Question 80. What is low-level programming? Answer. Low-level programming refers to the process of writing computer programs using a programming language that provides minimal abstraction from the hardware and operating system. It involves directly interacting with the computer's hardware components and resources. Low-level programming languages are designed to have a close correspondence with the underlying hardware architecture, enabling programmers to have fine-grained control over the system. Thank you for listening to our podcast.